Mother's Best Flour brings you Hank Williams.
I got a feeling called the blues. Oh, Lord, since my baby said goodbye.
Bye-bye, baby.
Lord, I don't know what I'll do. Cause all I do is sit inside. Oh, Lord, Louis.
The millers of Mother's Best Flour, Mother's Best Farm Feeds, and Mother's Best Self-Rising Cornmeal bring you the one and only lovesick blues boy, Hank Williams. All the Mother's Best music makers, and yours truly, Mother's Best little old boy. Cousin, why, hey, that's me, fella. Good morning, everybody.
Paint yourself and see if you here.
Oh, man, I'm here.
You here? All right.
Got a pocket full of biscuits and ready to go.
All right.
You know what I do at my house when we give out a meat the high as it is? I just make me some milk gravy with that Mother's Best Flour.
Boy, I like that Daniel gravy.
And then make... What's that, Cedric?
I like that Thaniel gravy.
Get up to the microphone now and tell us what
Thaniel
is...
Thaniel gravy, yeah. Come
get
on
up here and I want to hear what is
Thaniel gravy.
Thaniel gravy.
Yeah.
What kind is that?
That's plain old flour and grease and water.
Oh.
Well, now, that's what he was just talking about.
He said milk.
That's right.
Well, I always heard that called pole man gravy.
Well, we ain't got any grease at my house these days.
I eat a many gallon of that, brother.
That's right. You can make that milk gravy with that Mother's Best flour and then make your biscuits with the flour and you don't need anything else. Just let somebody hold the door open so he can go to work, that's all. You ready to go.
Fine gravy. Fine gravy.
How'd we get off talking about gravy this morning?
I don't know.
It sure is.
I heard he called everything but Thaniel gravy. Burrhead's about to die there to say, call it Hoover gravy.
Come on. <just dying.
laughs> Come on here, Burrhead. Come on over here. What kind
Hoover gravy.
Hoover gravy. Well, he
boy,
ain't that
he
old.
Big enough to remember back in them days.
Shoot, no.
My father told me about it.
Did he? Boy, I'm telling you, back in them days, you could call it Truman gravy now, couldn't you? Huh?
Yeah, or something.
Here's a song that I wrote about four or five years ago. I never have sung this song on air, that's true. But I'm fixing to tempt you to do something to it. It's called If I Didn't Love You, I Wouldn't Be Lonesome. If I didn't love you, I wouldn't be lonesome, and I'd never cry over you. If I didn't love you, I wouldn't be jealous, 'cause I wouldn't care what you do. People are saying that you'll let me down, but I know someday you'll come through. If I didn't love you, I wouldn't be lonesome, waiting and longing for you.
Oh, honey child, if I didn't love you, would I buy you that wash tub and that washboard and tell you that you could keep half of what you made off of it? Now, honey, you knows I love you. I wouldn't be lonesome like I is.
If I didn't love you, I wouldn't be pining my heart out the way that I do. If I didn't love you, I wouldn't be wondering who's sharing this moment with you. Time after time, I have proved that I care. I've tried to be faithful and true. And if I didn't love you, I wouldn't be lonesome, just waiting and longing for you.
Man, that narration.
Mr. Buck, that narration. What you call that?
That narration in there was really fine. Who did that?
Nasturation. That's a fine one, huh? I think his name was Luigi or something like that. That's a good one. You know, man, oh, man, on these crisp mornings, there's nothing like a plateful of piping hot biscuits to make a man feel like singing and dancing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know the kind of biscuits I mean, right? I mean. Rich, light, and fluffy. The sort of biscuits the South is famous for, and you can give your family biscuits like that every time if you bake them with Mother's Best Flour.
Yes, ma'am, when you make hot biscuits with Mother's Best Flour, they're perfect every time, and so are all your other baking favorites, too, because Mother's Best is finest quality flour, expertly milled and enriched, too, with vitamins and minerals for health. In every sack or every carton of Mother's Best Flour, you get tested recipes for your baking favorites. Wonderful recipes that are easy to follow, and they're guaranteed to bring you compliments from your family. Each recipe has a picture right there with it, so you'll know just how it's going to look when it turns out there. And each recipe has been thoroughly tested in the Mother's Best kitchen. That's why it's guaranteed. So get Mother's Best Flour next time you visit your grocer's, ladies. Get it either plain or self-rising. And if you get the self-rising, it has the salt and the baking powder already measured in. Use Mother's Best for all your baking, for wonderful hot biscuits, flaky, tender pie crust, delicious rolls and muffins. They're all best when they're made with Mother's Best.
And remember, if you don't get better results and more compliments when you use Mother's Best flour, I'll refund your money. So get Mother's Best today. Mother's Best flour, plain or self-rising. Just get either one of them, but do it today.
Biscuits are the best in town. Her pies and cakes beat all the rest, 'cause she bakes them all with Mother's Best.
Yes.
Well,
now,
look at the song I like right
there. You got him. Bake them with Mother's Best, and then you done bake the best that you can bake. Right now, I think it's your time, ain't it, Shay?
Yeah, I believe
so. Huh? All right, let's go. Let's take a little trip by to Amarillo. It's been a pretty good while since we was down there in the panhandles. It is the panhandle rag. I didn't say that. Him Don Helms playing a little tune there, the pride of New Brockton, Alabama. I guess he's a pride down there.
Was.
New Brockton claims he comes from Elbert, and Elbert claims he comes from New Brockton, so I don't know where he comes from. He comes from somewhere down that country. Right now, all the boys are going to gather around, friends. It's hymn time on our show. We're going to go back and get one that's a few years old here, if I can find it here amongst all this stuff. Must be that one there. That's it. Pick him up there where we can see him. Jerry, Don, Cedric, myself, we're going to all gather around here. We got one here that was one of the biggest songs in the country here a few years ago. Made famous by Roy Acuff. Wait for the light to shine.
When the road is rocky and you're carrying a load, wait for the light to shine. If you find you're friendless on that weary, lonesome road, wait for the light to shine. Wait for the light to shine. Wait for the light to shine. Pull yourself yourself together and keep looking for the sign. Wait for the light to shine. Forget your brother as you travel through the land. Wait for the light to shine. Cause he may be in trouble and may need a helping hand. Wait for the light to shine. Wait for the light to shine. Wait for the light to shine. Never give up hope or cast your pearls before the swine. Wait for the light to shine. Now if your life is empty and you're on your last go round, wait for the light to shine. If you hear the chime bells on the highway you have found, wait for the light to shine. Wait for the light to shine. Wait for the light to shine. When your friends forsake you and you haven't got a dime, wait for the light to shine. Don't let trouble fool you and your sins will all be gone. Wait for the light to shine. Don't forget it's darkest just before the break of dawn. Wait for the light to shine. Wait for the light to shine, shine, shine. Wait for the light to shine. Keep these words before you as you walk that narrow line. Wait for the light to shine.
That's a good song, boys. Yes, sirree. That's a good song, Ed. Hank wrote that one, I believe. Didn't you, Hank, a long time ago? Oh, Freddie Rose write that one.
I wrote one called I Saw the Light.
That light business always confuses me. I guess I've introduced that song a dozen times on the Grand Ole Opry's being one written by Hank Williams.
Well, Roy recorded both of them, Wait for the Light to Shine and I Saw the Light.
Yes, sir. Well, here's something Roy didn't record and Hank didn't write either, but both of them could have if they wanted to. That's real Southern cornbread. Real Southern hush puppies. No kidding, folks. You know your family loves them. And for the best cornbread and hush puppies, try Mother's Best, the cornmeal that's twice clean. Mother's Best cornmeal is washed with water, then it's washed with air to give you that real fresh corn flavor. Get Mother's Best cornmeal, either regular style or easy-to-use self-rising. Just make sure it says Mother's Best on there, because when you do that, you got no worries. Your family's getting the best every time.
Remember, when you get Mother's Best, as Louie just got through saying, you done got the best. Well, friends, that clock has caught us. That means we got to get our cheese hoops, our gourds, and our knock boxes and continue on. But being the good Lord's willing and the creeks don't rise, twixt our house and here, we'll see you again for long. Until then, cook whatever your name is. Put some biscuits in the oven. Stir up a little Faneuil gravy, as Henry J. calls it.
Faneuil.
Both Zevis, me and you will sop some directly.
You know, neighbors, hens can't make eggs from nothing, so give yours Mother's Best laying mash with C87 in it. This is the finest egg-producing feed you can give your hens and pullets. Mother's Best laying mash with C87 makes them lay for all they're worth. Helps them stay in top physical shape, too. Look for Mother's Best laying mash with C87 in the sack with a big red hat on it at your Mother's Best dealer's store. Put in a supply today. Two of the many dealers in this area are the Robinson's Hatchery in Pulaski, Tennessee, and Lawrence Hardware and Feed Store in Morrison, Tennessee. Either one of those people there be mighty happy to help you with your problems there on feeding. And you just ask them about Mother's Best... Wait a minute, fellas, I'll get it right. Mother's Best Laying Mash with C87. That'll do it. Mother's Best Laying Mash with C87. Now, tomorrow morning at this same time, this is Cousin Louie Buck speaking for all the gang, saying the best of everything to you, and that's Mother's Best. Bye now.